From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding itself to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government said it's putting the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says it's the feeling that the group is feeling the heat of sanctions imposed by the European Union.
They have put the properties of different Libyan leaders from both parliaments in the eastern Tobruk and in Tripoli in the west. They have put a hold on their properties and their financial assets to entice them, to pressure them to give up authority to that new government.
The new Prime Minister, Fayez Sarraj, arrived in Tripoli last week and set up shop at a naval base. The West hopes it will bring security to a nation that has known chaos since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Iceland's Prime Minister has resigned, the first casualty from the leak of millions of documents from a Panamanian law firm known infamously as the Panama Papers, containing sensitive information about the hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Among the files, Prime Minister Sigmundur Dad Gunnlaugsson's wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands that has more than $4 million in claims against his country's collapsed banks. Sigurdur Ingi Johansson, Minister for Fisheries and Agriculture, said the Prime Minister offered to step down at a parliamentary committee meeting, but will retain the ruling Progressive Party's chairmanship. A journalist consortium made public the leaked documents detailing the secretive offshore transactions of public officials and the wealthy that sparked public outrage, including protests in Iceland. This is VOA News.